Blog Talk Radio.
The the writer, and it's Moses, on the first five books of the Bible, used this term Elohim to refer or as a name, as a shem or name for Yahweh Elohim in Genesis. But our English Bible, Elohim 3, Genesis 4:1, in the beginning God created heaven. Hebrew is the Elohim. So, the first word that the Hebrew Bible is the term Elohim was adopted or taken from its pagan context. We used the Hebrew term to Yahweh, Elohim, the strong one, El, sometimes the name is short, El. And you will see this. In certain Yah. Another name for God. So, what do we mean as we go on further? I want you to understand the importance of knowing what goes on, and there are certain experiences that you have certain experiences in the life as a word getter, as you English note or have to. That is the kind of experience that is something that is accompanied by trauma. And the word trauma means wound, a severe negative experience that has produced a wound for trauma. And as a result of the very negative bitterness. One has experienced or man's being human, and one has witnessed violence. One has been outraged by an act or act error perpetrated on others, or upon one's family members, or upon oneself. So the emotional reaction to witness such an event can create in the heart. And bitterness is very, very dangerous to the individual and to others in that individual. Now, with regard to our physical body, a neurotoxin is a poison or poisonous substance that can destroy nerve tissue and destroy the nerves of the body and can arrest the proper healthy function of the nerve system and can result in death. So the word toxin refers to poison. Now I wanted to use this as an illustration of what can go on here. And in these days, there is no end to the rate of violence that happened. Now, that you may see or you may see on video, or you may personally. So, to develop a bitter or a toxic attitude, to develop an attitude, the action. Notice I'm using the term attitude. Bitterness is the response to action, and it creates an attitude or a way of seeing or perceiving an individual or individuals or events that have negatively impacted one's life. So, bitterness bitterness becomes highly destructive to the individual. Now, in this particular context, notice that the writers of a situation in which a man or a woman or a clan or tribe turns harshly to others to go worship the god. And then, at the end of the verse, there's no reason among them. So it is important to understand that bitterness are, and with the spiritual part of this, the material part of this, I'm speaking about this fall, is your conscience and to forget hold and even monitor our actions. Then there's the intellect. The intellect and of course, our emotions. Now, emotions have to be filled with confidence. That is, there's the attitude, either positive or negative. There's the attitude or a way of seeing an event or events or one's interpretation of an event or events that colors one's emotion, either a positive effect, negative effect. And the emotion can be explained, and through what is going on in the attitude. And the attitude emotion. It's important to get that. So if one has a bitter spirit or a bitter attitude, that bitterness colors one's emotion. And bitterness breaks down the physical. But goes on in the soul. But goes on in the soul. Has a manifestation in the physical body. It is important to understand that the Cartesian dualism is not true. It is a false knowledge. We are not body. It breaks and has us to understand that your body soul. So, the Adam was supposed to guard home against chapter 2. Yahweh Elohim warns him about the enemy that guard the spirit at home. The writer of Proverbs is here to guard our hearts. And it is vitally necessary to hear what God says about our own hearts. We are to guard our hearts. In Proverbs 4, verse 23, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. So, the Hebrew word is Shema, for God, is a word. It's guard your heart. For it is the wellspring for the source of life. Guard your heart with all diligence. The Shema means to place in, that means a place of confinement, means prison. So, now, think about an insidious person who knows, who have done studies as to what creates living. I'm very curious. And so, think of persons who design events. Think of persons who find events to come about or to be published or words that create lies, that publish negative thoughts. Think about those actually. And who perpetuate racial stereotypes. Think about these individuals who will never meet. I will meet. And people talk about the way they react to a particular person. Let's say, let's use the politically correct about the so-called. There is a cultural, what is a cultural stereotype? There is an attitude that has to be split. And so, think about the individual from the other side. And they were raised in a cultural society in which this word is so much a part of his life, the body, and their social, that it seemed that it could be, was almost like it was part of their DNA. So therefore, it became, it is a spiritual hypocrisy. Is very, very deep. And, so how does one get free? Well, in order to get free of internet, one month, change one's attitude, change one's perception, whether it is a received perception given by a community or a group, or one has had a direct first-person offer in the situation. One must understand that in order to be free of the consequences of bitterness, one must understand the dynamic and powerful biblical answer, that is forgiveness. Now, aphele in Greek is word for forgive, and it means to send off. It means to release an individual from a debt that can never be repaid. It means to release. It means to set free. And by setting free an individual or forgiving or sending off, it really means that you or I are being free. We are no longer conjoined to harm, because if I hold on to unforgiveness, I am joined at a feeling. I'm joined emotion to that individual. That individual is in control of my life. That individual, literally. That individual controls my perception, my emotion. That individual, I have given that individual enormous power in my life. Although I may not, that individual has enormous power over my life. Think about this. That individual controls my life. Because I have not. Decision. That individual controls my dream. Think about that event or situation where that individual you will part of you by yourself. See that individual controls your breath. You will realize that negative emotions that you have make your brain shallow. You will only use a portion of your lung capacity. So that individual controls your body, controls your physiological. This is how serious this is. That individual, there are many studies that neuroimmunology that talks about cortisol. That cortisol that shows the wall is compromised. Those days, we are shooting the wall that talks about lacking that is supported by the body in order to cover up. Protect those areas where walls are black, problems for us. That produces problems for our heart. That can produce heart. Cortisol is very cortisol, and we can do set. So subject to another person that cortisol and these reasons that God wants to set us free. God wants us to set free. You do not need, you do not need a bit in the power of your relationship with yourself, discipline, and a root of bitterness also create epitome of danger is the public health minute. It is very, it is highly optimistic, and it can create enormous problems in the individual and within those who bear it. It's also very cool. God has thought of about what the past is treated. We do not have to be, and we do not have to walk around with an ungodly thick knowledge in us. Can it's a truth. God wants us to serve. Food of bitterness, root, bacteria, may literally poison. And bitterness is poisoning to the spiritual heart, much as neurotoxin poisons to our body. Bitterness is major poison in our soul. We cannot have appropriate spiritual health as we maintain this. We need to go before God and pray. We do not have the record of that. Ask God to give us the strength to lead an individual, We need God's help in order to get victory over bitterness. So our lives will be made new. We will be made anew. We will be set free. Because if we do not go before God, then what that means perpetuated itself through us and through our loved ones and through the community that we need. Groups, individuals that we love. It is a time bomb. It is a group that others can pick up from. And beloved, we may not be healing physically. Our bodies may not be healing physically if we are ill, because there's a root of bitterness that is preventing physical healing of our body. And until we get this right, in our body, we will pay. Our loved ones will pay. The communities that are valued will pay the price. Let's stop it now. Let's get rid of this new okay. So be set so that we might live. Now, if our spirits are molded around them, just as neurologically our brain, we know that individuals are possible. There is spiritually the ability to overcome spiritually. God bless you. Be free today. My name is Dr. Cyril.